A recipe. No-brainer. Streaming one more episode at 2 a.m.? Big no-brainer. Getting real unlimited data where you buy bananas? The ultimate no-brainer. Switch now and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2025 with select plans. Straight Talk. Real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 7/2025. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation of single-line gold unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com/terms. Copyright 2025 Verizon.
Good morning. It's 9:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Hundreds of people gathered for a Tuesday night town hall on juvenile crime, hosted by City State's Attorney Ivan Bates. City leaders fielded questions from those attending the meeting and discussed strategies to reduce youth crimes. Bates told the audience that the juvenile system has to change so that it works properly. He says his office has seen 130 cases where juveniles committed an egregious offense, but detention was only recommended for 31 of them. Bates has released a plan to reduce youth violence that includes accountability, fairness, collaboration with city departments, and updated technology. As the summer travel season kicks off this Memorial Day weekend, the Maryland Department of Transportation is urging everyone to be serious about safety on the roads. Officials are encouraging residents and visitors to slow down and stay alert on the roads to make sure everyone gets to their destination safely. Sports and the Fox 45 weather forecast next.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling are here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404 or online, timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
The Orioles lost their eighth game in a row. Baltimore fell to the Brewers 5-2, clinching a series loss. The Orioles outhit Milwaukee 8-7, but went 1-for-7 with runners in scoring position. Chase McDermott got the loss after allowing 3 runs in 4 2/3 innings of relief. Coming up, the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
Jim Barbie and White Marsh and Jasper Engines and Transmissions offer a cost-effective solution to your present engine and transmission trouble. Avoid a costly new car purchase or high lease payments by putting life into your present vehicle. Let Jim Barbie Automotive install a Jasper remanufactured engine or transmission with a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide warranty and premium service plan. Call Jim Barbie Automotive at 410-335-8848.
Come, and here's a look at the forecast from the Fox 45 Weather Authority.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are looking at a washout of a day ahead of us. Plan on rain pretty much all day with cool temperatures too. Cool and breezy with highs close to 60. Some showers will continue tonight with temperatures falling back into the mid-50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 56 degrees in Westminster, 56 in Easton, and 55 in Kearney. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Your grandkids have to lug around a backpack full of books. You just have to lug around your smartphone. A world of information right at your fingertips. Get the app now at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning to all of you. Happy Wednesday. If you didn't grab an umbrella while you were leaving the door this morning, I'm sorry about your luck. You might be able to go and buy one, I guess. Don't you hate that? I've had to do that plenty of times. You got to purchase an umbrella while you're out, knowing that you have like 6 of them at home. Well, hopefully you did grab your umbrella, and I will say at least it's not freezing outside, so that's a plus. That's a plus. We got so much to talk about today. You know what I have noticed? I think I try to cram too many topics in 3 hours. I think that's a problem. That's a problem. So we're gonna take it a little bit slower today because I want to make sure you guys have a chance to call in. Just recently on Monday, We had State's Attorney Ivan Bates here in Baltimore City on the show, and we were talking about the Sidestep program. We were talking about juvenile crime. And just yesterday, he had a town hall that he hosted along with Councilman Mark Conway. And they talked about, obviously, what's been going on in the streets in regards to these teenagers. Now, we hear time and time again from Governor Wes Moore, from Mayor Brandon Scott, and all the characters that all want to have this this image of having crime go down on their watch, because obviously they have aspirations for higher office. I don't believe they're going to make it there, but that's another story. That's another day, okay? We're not going to talk about that today. But, you know, everyone's saying that crime is down, and that is because, I guess, non-fatal shootings, homicides, are technically down in the Baltimore region. But, there's a big but here. Juvenile crime is not down. And even though Governor Moore says so, even though Mayor Scott says so, even though Governor's spokesperson, Carter Elliott, even though they all say that juvenile crime is down, it is not. And we learned this over the last couple of weeks because they're able to fudge the numbers because of the way that the mayor's office is handling DJS, okay? And Vincent Schiraldi is allowing it. Obviously, Governor Wes Moore is allowing it. But we found out through Ivan Bates that when a juvenile goes in, say for carjacking or armed robbery or what have you, they go into DJS's intake center. And instead of detaining these individuals, unfortunately, what happens is that most of the time, MONSI, Mayor's Office of Neighborhood Safety Engagement, they're playing both judge and jury at that very moment when they're taking them in at DJS. And of course, I learned a bit more by tuning into the town hall last night because, of course, you got all these people, even Vincent Schiraldi, he went to Annapolis even this past session and said, oh, these aren't repeat offenders. These juveniles, a lot of times, this is their first time in. That's what he told us, right? That's what he told the General Assembly. And when Ivan Bates and other state's attorneys heard that, many of them said, no, that's absolutely not true. But here's how they've been able to pretend that it is true, right? Because they take these kids in, you know, the police do their job, they take the kids in, and right there at the intake center, you have somebody with MONSI, along with DJS, decide in that moment whether or not that dangerous juvenile should be detained. And in that moment, they don't even bother to check the criminal history of the juvenile in question. So there's no way possible for Vincent Schiraldi to suggest that these are not repeat offenders. They absolutely are repeat offenders. We have prosecutors, we have police officers, we have many people telling us all the time that is absolutely what's going on. But they can pretend otherwise. Now, last week we did play a clip because I saw Governor Wes Moore was on a podcast for Maryland Democrats. And he talked about how he had handcuffs on his wrists at 11 years old. He tells that story often. And that was because of apparently he and some friends decided to use graffiti on the side of a public building, which is against the law. But in that podcast, and we played the clip here last week, in that podcast, he said, you know, I was growing up in a community that had over-policing. And he said, and that is why I ended up in handcuffs at 11 years old. No, you ended up in handcuffs because you broke the law, you idiot. Right? This is like, are you kidding me? It had nothing to do with over-policing. Had you not been using graffiti, Governor Wes Moore, on a public building, you would not have had handcuffs on your wrist at 11 years old. Unfortunately, your guardians didn't do what they needed to do to make sure that you were not using graffiti on the side of a public building at 11 years old. But here's where it gets even more devastating in my mind. And you might agree, you might not agree. I want to get your feedback, of course. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. I feel as though that Governor Moore, Vincent Schiraldi, and others, they are comparing tagging a wall with graffiti with stealing a vehicle and using it potentially as a weapon and driving recklessly on our streets as innocent motorists pass by. I think that they are actually believing in their mind, or they're pretending, that using graffiti or having, you know, being charged with graffiti is the same thing as being charged as an armed robber. Not the same. Not even close. The graffiti charge, possible misdemeanor. The charges that we've seen on these juveniles should be felonies. And they're comparing them. And so, of course, lie after lie from this administration. We're going to talk briefly about, the bills that he signed yesterday. Of course, the budget, he signed that as well. We're going to be paying more taxes, more fees for less public safety. Congratulations to us. Congratulations to us. So I wanted to play this clip for you because this is Ivan Bates' town hall. It's not the full thing. If you want to look at the full clip of this, if you go to Fox 45's website, they have a much longer clip there. But I wanted to play a piece of this for you so we can discuss. Take a listen.
State Attorney Ivan Bates hosts a town hall meeting tonight addressing juvenile crime in Baltimore.
It comes as new data from his office sheds a light on a problem showing in 2024, DJS released more than 80% of young people charged with violent crimes.
For every four young people that came, only one out of four was detained. Three of them were sent home. Unfortunately, when they're sent home, they're going right back out there and doing some of the same behavior.
Now, the town hall comes after Fox 45 News has reported on a number of examples of young people accused of crimes, including assaults, thefts, and vandalism. That includes young people smashing car windows in some parts of the city. Ivan Bates says while a small number of young people are accused in these crimes, perception is reality.
We have some phenomenal young people doing some phenomenal things with some phenomenal programs. But we also have a number of other issues going on. We also have to understand the perception is the reality of the individual that's living in that community. And their reality, and I hear it time and time again, is that they're fearful to go out.
Good evening. I'm Kai Jackson.
I'm Maxine Stryker. That message from Baltimore City State's Attorney Ivan Bates, much different than the message Governor Wes Moore has given about juvenile crime.
After a 16-year-old was charged with stealing a car and crashing it into another vehicle, killing 69-year-old Bonnie Fuller Griffith in Howard County, Fox 45 News asked the governor about juvenile crime. In a statement, he called it an isolated incident. Fox 45's Mackenzie Frost pressed him on that.
We had a 16-year-old involved in a fatal crash, in Howard County, and your office said that was an isolated incident. We know that instances involving juvenile and violence really is not an isolated incident, and we've had people ask, when is the governor's office going to take action? So what do you say to them?
I'd say I don't speak towards individual cases. I think individual cases and individual investigations are exactly that. So it's not appropriate for me to speak towards that. I would also say that I don't think anyone can look at the work this administration has done since day one and say that we do not take public safety as our number one priority.
I could say the public safety governor for you is not a priority. And if you say that it is, you're lying. Now, speaking of lying, as you heard there, State Attorney Ivan Bates, he did talk about, and this is 84% is what Ivan Bates said last night, 84% of criminals under 18 at DJS, they're being released. Okay? Now, I'm talking about lying here because if you recall, Vincent Ciaraldi said, absolutely not. That is not happening. You had Monzi, Stephanie Mavronis, she's the executive over there now that Shantae Jackson's no longer there. She's saying that that's not the case either. Those are lies. But here's another lie. This came right from Governor Wes Moore. Here's another lie. He just says that he doesn't comment on individual cases. Well, well, well. I distinctly remembered that just a month ago, he did. I want you to take a listen to this because this is on April 16th. Take a listen.
32 days ago, the Trump administration deported Kilmar, Armando, Abrego, Garcia to the one location that an immigration judge promised not to send him to. El Salvador. A Marylander, a union worker, a husband, a father, was placed in handcuffs in front of his son and forced onto a plane bound for a notorious mega prison. And last week, the Supreme Court upheld a federal judge's order that the Trump administration rectify this mistake and return Kilmar to the United States. This administration continues to ignore the legal directive of the nation's highest court. And every day, this administration shows that the rule of law is no longer sacred, that following the law is subject to the whims of the president, and enough is enough. For Kilmar's sake, for his family's sake, and for the sake of our democracy, I'm calling on the president to follow the law and to do what's right. Bring Kilmar home.
Wow. What is on April 16th, 2025, yes, a month ago, he commented on this individual case, which he says he does not comment on individual cases. Governor Moore, listen up, buddy, and I know your office listens. Listen up. We pay your salary. We the people, we the taxpayers, we pay your salary. It's already very disrespectful in my eyes. In my eyes, that you do nothing about these juveniles. You do nothing about Vincent Schiraldi. You do nothing about education. You do nothing about any of this, right? But on top of it, you are also lying to us. You are lying to us. If you want to sit there and say you don't comment on individual cases, at least do yourself a solid and delete some of these videos where you're commenting on individual cases. Could you do yourself that favor? Could you at least pretend that you're not lying to us? Can you pretend you're not lying to taxpayers that pay your salary? I mean, are we not worth that much? The bottom line is you comment on individual cases often, when it suits you. When it has to do with President Trump, of course, you commented on even President Trump's cases in the past. And President Trump is an individual. So you do comment on cases. Bonnie Griffith, 69-year-old woman, she didn't get to enjoy Mother's Day. Now, of course, Governor Wes Moore, he had all these amazing posts on his social media on Mother's Day. And he should. He should be thanking his mother. He should be thanking his wife, Dawn Moore, for holding down the fort. He absolutely should. But guess what? Bonnie Griffith and her family, they didn't have those posts where they were showing how joyful it was and how great it was to be with Bonnie on Mother's Day because she wasn't with them. She was driving down the street, minding her business, being a law-abiding citizen. And here comes four juveniles from the opposite direction, trying to go around another car, end up driving recklessly, and hits her head on. She dies. She dies. And I'm sure her family would have wished that they spent Mother's Day with her. So I would love for everybody to weigh in on this, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680, because we're going to continue to talk about this. Because, again, Monzi, Mayor Brandon Scott's office, who wanted to reimagine public safety, which he did with the sidestep program, they are not running any criminal history on these juveniles. So for Stephanie Mavronis and friends, for them to say that, oh, yeah, these aren't repeat offenders, there's no way for them to even know that. These kids are coming in. They're saying, oh, well, what did this kid do, officer? Oh, well, he just carjacked a little old lady, threw her to the ground, and I think she broke her hip. And then Monzi says, well, that doesn't sound too bad. You know what? We should put them in our diversion program. And then we should pay them $20 an hour with taxpayer dollars. You know that woman that he threw on the ground? We'll pay him with her taxes. We'll continue as we get back. Right now, we are going to go to our friend Tim Herb with RBC Wealth Management. And he's here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with the Morning Market Flash. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday, Kim. How are you?
Doing well.
Doing well, despite, I guess, maybe the rainy, dreary weather we've got outside here in Baltimore, Maryland again today, right?
Yeah, I know. At least it's not too cold.
I was just telling somebody not to get on the weather report here, Kim, but I was just telling somebody, it might have been last week, that I thought the old saying was that April showers bring May flowers.
Oh, that's right.
Right?
That
but
was
for
a
some
saying.
Reason, it seems like the complete opposite. We're getting May showers now this year for some reason. So anyway, that being said, if it wasn't enough with the kind of the weather forecast out there, a little bit of cloudiness and the rainy forecast overall, markets, unfortunately, today are down pre-market, Kim. The markets are pulling back really amid a major recovery we've seen thus far for the U.S. stocks the last several weeks. But yesterday, we had a kind of a tough session, and the S&P ended a six-day win streak. The NASDAQ composite saw its first negative day in 3 days, and the Dow Jones falling more than 100 points yesterday. It also broke its three-day positive streak. So markets right now are volatile, kind of digesting some of this news here yesterday. Big news today, 30-year Treasury bond yield moving back above 5%, while the benchmark, the 10-year Treasury note, trading over 4.5%. So this latest move we're seeing right now is looking to Washington, I think, because Republican leaders are trying to work to finalize, Kim, a budget bill that would lower taxes. So here this morning we have it, stock futures declining, Dow futures down 398 points, S&P 500 futures are off 42 points, And then we have the NASDAQ futures down about 160 points. So elsewhere in the markets, and again, all three major averages are still above, I should talk about this for just a minute, still above where they traded on April 2nd. That's the day that Trump unveiled his important tax policy or the reciprocal tariff. So markets, S&P still up for the year, despite snapping that winning streak here yesterday. And again, this is a sharp reversal that we've seen here thus far from yesterday into this morning. But the equity market's recovery over the past month, it has been excellent in terms of how swiftly, how quickly we've bounced back from that early April low. So Target also, as a company, here this morning news, cutting its annual forecast because tariff pressures have certainly are seeming to mount. Elsewhere, Lowe's reporting smaller than expected drop in their sales on some steady demand. And then last but not least, for decades, Universal Orlando Resort was a pit stop, Kim, on vacationers' way to the most magical place on earth, Walt Disney World, right? Well, now NBC Universal owner Comcast is aiming to rewrite the travel itinerary with their park, the Epic Universe. This is a major new theme park in Central Florida set to open tomorrow on Thursday. So there you've got it for the Morning Market Flash. I'll rejoin you guys on Friday morning. Have a great day, Kim.
Thanks, you too.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
The Sean Hannity Show.
Hunter lied on a gun application form. Wesley Snipes convicted three counts of tax evasion in 2008 for bilking Uncle Sam on taxes up to $15 million. IRS said he owed taxes. He was later sentenced to 3 years in prison. Remember the guy Jersey Shore star Mike? Yeah. Anyway, 8 month sentence for skirting $2.3 million in taxes. Not Hunter.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we're talking about juvenile crime. And largely because we're still dealing with it on a daily basis here in the state of Maryland, but also because State Attorney Ivan Bates had a pretty big town hall yesterday at Huber Memorial Baptist Church. And Pastor P.M. Smith, of course, did a great job at hosting and always asking the important questions. And I said I wanted to just comment a little bit more on this. And if you want to, you can. 410-WCBM-680. 410-922-6680. You know, when Ivan Bates was on the show on Monday, and I said that I believe that Monzi, right, the Mayor's Office of Neighborhood Safety Engagement, I said, I believe they have decided that they're going to be both the judge and the jury. And that is obviously how Mayor Brandon Scott wanted to reimagine public safety. Now, I will also put this a bit on the voters in Baltimore City, because in this last election, they voted not only for Mayor Brandon Scott to continue, but they voted to give him more power over Baltimore City Police. And so now he's able to completely reimagine what public safety looks like. But at the same time, we've been talking on the show about the uptick in crime in Federal Hill, Fells Point, and other areas that didn't usually see this kind of crime. Yesterday, we were joined in studio by Kenny Ebron, who was explaining how the crime and violence continues in West Baltimore. And nobody seems to be there to do anything, not even Safe Streets, that receives millions of dollars from the mayor, well, from taxpayers. Kenny Ebron told us they are nowhere to be found. Now, Kenny's not the only one that told us that. Doc Cheatham called the show, and he told us that as well. And so now you have a situation, not only is Safe Streets nowhere to be found, but the Baltimore police, you know, the job that they do, they have to listen to what the mayor says and what Monzi tells them and all, you know, DJS. And so even though we're still down police officers, how many people do you believe want to sign up to be a police officer in Baltimore City? How many would want to do such a job? Your hands are tied. You're constantly arresting the same teenagers as they're mocking you as you're putting handcuffs on them. You know, most likely, since it's, what is it, 3 out of 4 go home, most likely you're going to end up being some kind of baby daddy and taking this kid back to his house. Because that's what DJS and Monzi, that's what they're going to decide for you to do. Why would you want to be a police officer in Baltimore City? What's the incentive? It's extremely dangerous. You're dealing with kids. Why would you do it? You see, this is a huge issue. And to see that some of the people at Ivan Bates' town hall, I can tell you, I was watching the live feed, and there were a lot of faces in there that I've never seen before. So this is touching a lot of people that aren't used to all the crime and violence, especially perpetrated by juveniles. State's attorneys, many of them Democrats across the entire state, has said time and time again that Vincent Schiraldi is a problem. Governor Wes Moore has said time and time again that he's not going to remove him. And then we just talked about the lies that he tells on top of it, as they're fudging the numbers, pretending these aren't repeat violent offenders. Governor Wes Moore tells Mackenzie Frost at Fox 45 that he doesn't comment on individual cases. Yet, when it came to Kilmar Armando Obrego Garcia, he sent a video, a minute long, while on his trip in Asia, to whomever runs his social media accounts, so that they could post it. So he could beg for Kilmar to come home. He wants to beg for Kilmar, an MS-13 gang member, to come home. But when it comes to Bonnie Griffith just driving along in Howard County, he doesn't care. He does not care. If this, ladies and gentlemen, if this doesn't seal the deal for him to not be reelected come 2026, I don't know what else will do it. He's fighting harder for MS-13 gang members than he is for Bonnie Griffith, the mother that lost her life dealing with juveniles in a stolen car. I just want you to let that sink in. This is what we're dealing with. Coming up next, I see many of you are texting in. I'll read your text messages. Also, if you want to call in, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. We'll continue this conversation. Then we'll go down to Capitol Hill. Senator Van Hollen, another one of Kilmar Abrego Garcia's friends, he had a lot to say also.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. There could be a golden dome in America's future. That's the name President Trump has given to a proposed missile defense system. It would shield the continental U.S. from aerial attack. The estimated cost, $175 billion. The president's so-called Big Beautiful Bill is nearing a vote in the House. In fact, the vote could come as soon as today. House Speaker Mike Johnson's been working to round up Republican votes to get that bill across the finish line. Congressman Jerry Connolly has died. The Virginia Democrat died at home this morning. Congressman Jerry Connolly was 75. 5 of the 10 inmates who escaped from a New Orleans jail last Friday have been recaptured. Meanwhile, a jail worker is under arrest. The man is accused of helping the inmates make good on their escape. On Wall Street this morning, the opening bell just sounding and the stocks opening sharply lower. More details, srnnews.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. 1 out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a pretty wet Wednesday ahead of us with soaking rain at times and high temperatures in the upper 50s to near 60. Showers continue on and off tonight, too, with temperatures falling back into the cooler mid-50s. Thursday comes with more clouds and some on and off showers. Temperatures stay below average with highs in the mid and upper 60s again. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Memorial Day deals are on at Lowe's. Get two select 1.5-gallon annuals hanging baskets for just $15. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 5/28. Selection varies by location while supplies last.
Attention small business owners. Imagine cutting your overhead and putting more cash in your pocket. Whether you're a restaurant owner, hairdresser, doctor, lawyer, run a spa, HVAC company, or an electrician, your small business has untapped value. Bank the value of your expertise and spend it on what your personal or business needs. Why pay cash for products and services when you can trade your downtime and excess inventory? Barter Saves works with and helps thousands of local business owners in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and surrounding areas. Visit BarterSaves.com. Today or call 800-9-BARTER and turn what you already have into everything you need.
Hey, Sean Casey here. If you're thinking about home improvements, let me tell you about a company I personally stand behind, AES Builders and Home Improvements. For over 35 years, AES has built trust by delivering top quality additions and remodeling. When they're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, they're not done. Having earned 43 plus super service awards and an A plus rating with a Better Business Bureau, AES is all about integrity and craftsmanship. They never cut corners, never bid to subcontractors, and always offer the best work at the lowest price. Plus, their free concierge service makes sure you get exactly what you want. And here's a great spring offer for the first 25 new customers calling in. AES will take $2,500 off any additions, kitchen, or bath remodeling. So call 1-800-787-SAVE. That's 1-800-787-SAVE. Or go to aeshome.us. AES, when they're done, you'll be happy. Don't forget, with that special offer, call now, 1-800-787-SAVE.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
Progressive presents Employee of the Month. Small Business Edition. Today's recipient from Michaela's Mobile Spa. Michaela! Michaela got a quick business insurance quote from Progressive and chose from over 30 customizable coverages. Sure, it helps she's her only employee and does literally everything, but while others would rest on their laurels, Michaela was hard at work saving big. So take that, hypothetical other employee who doesn't exist. Be your own Michaela. See if you could save in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage is not available in all states or for all vehicles and coverage selections.
If you love Wendy's classic chocolate and vanilla Frosty flavors, they have some big news for you. Announcing all new Frosty Swirl and Frosty Fusion flavors. So it's the same creamy treat you've always loved. Now with a flavor refresh. A refresh on a classic at participating U.S. Wendy's.
From Dundalk to the Boardwalk. From Pikesville to Parkville. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
All right, we're talking about the Juvenile Crime Town Hall hosted by Ivan Bates, the state's attorney in Baltimore City, along with Councilman Mark Conway. You did have the executive there of MONSEE, the Mayor's Office of Neighborhood Safety Engagement. And, of course, this was all done at Hugh Memorial Baptist Church. Shout out to PM Smith for always putting in the work and trying to help the community. I am just floored at the amount of lying that seems to be going on to protect the terrible job that they're doing at DJS and, of course, at MONSEE as well. And we were talking to Kenny Ebron yesterday. I don't know if you guys caught that interview. If not, you go to WCBM.com. The podcasts are archived there on the website, also on all podcast platforms. But, you know, when Kenny Ebron mentioned to me that Dr. Bundley seemed to be afraid to approach some teenage men that were hanging outside of a gas station, and usually when you see that, you know, of course, there's some kids that like to just hang out at gas stations. That happens. It's probably been happening since the beginning of time, right? But you can tell, usually you can tell if those are corner boys or not, right? They're there for other purposes. When I heard that Dr. Bundley was afraid to approach some of those corner boys, that put a lot into perspective as well. You see, he's the one that runs the African-American Office of Engagement or African-American Male Office of Engagement at City Hall for Mayor Brandon Scott. Now, if you're afraid to engage African-American men, how are you running this office at all? And then when you hear that Monzi isn't actually detaining these individuals that are coming into the intake center, they're diverting them to the sidestep program where they then go to pay some of them $20 an hour. And then they're caught again doing another felony, not just a misdemeanor, felony. And then they have the nerve to say, well, these aren't repeat offenders. And that's because when they take them in, they don't actually check the system. We learned that. They don't check the system. I wanted you to weigh in on this. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Good morning, Frank in Perry Hall. What say you?
It just made me think, like, does the mayor, I have two questions really. Does the mayor really think that this is working? Like, does he think, like, this juvenile crime is, like, just an acceptable part of living in a city? Because it feels like he just doesn't have a great relationship with, like, the rest of the adults that try to live in the city, the police, you know, the prosecutors. Yeah. Just feels like I kind of just, like, don't think he's mature enough to see that there's a better way. I don't know. It just struck me that he just doesn't seem to have a relationship with the police. But then it made me think while I was on hold, like, does he just think this is okay? Like, is he, you know, because the action is showing that he does think it's fine.
Yeah, well, Frank, you know what's so interesting about this is, like, when, you know, with some of these crimes, you don't hear about a ton of times that somebody has died because of a juvenile criminal. But when you hear about the woman that dies in Howard County, you would think that at least that would put him in a position where he has to deal with DJS in some capacity. Right. But yeah, you're right. He doesn't do it. Now, here's my theory on it, Frank. I believe that Vincent Schiraldi is connected to whether it's, you know, some major donors, you know, possibly George Soros. Oh, I don't know, but major donors.
I was just thinking that Moore can't get rid of him.
Yeah.
He can't because he's tied to him through some type of deal, quid pro quo, donors, yeah. Class. Oh, my God, I can't believe you said exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah. No, that's what I believe, and we all know he wants to run for the Oval Office, so he can't lose those donors.
You know, it's funny. I have a lot of friends that are from around the country, and they always talk about, like, hey, Hogan, he's a good guy, and O'Malley, and Moore might be, like, they're always like, they might be running for president. I was like, not for Maryland,
because
I think they succeed in spite of how bad Baltimore has gotten, that any national campaign is just going to say, you've turned your back on the city for, like, decades.
Yeah.
Of course, the rest of the state of Maryland, it's easy to manage people who take care of themselves, like, because the state is a pretty thriving state.
Right.
It's just that, you know, Baltimore has more problems than most.
Yeah. Yeah. Frank, I'm right there with you. Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you. Thank you. And let's see. I might have somehow did something wrong there. Sorry, Brian, the producer. It's my fault. Well, I think Frank is spot on there, but I do believe that that's why he's connected somehow. I do believe that Vincent Schiraldi and Wes Moore have to stick together. Otherwise, he would not constantly tell this lie that everything is fine and juvenile crime is down. Like I said, he posted that 2 weeks ago on his X feed, Governor Moore. He said juvenile crime is down. It's not. You can talk to any state's attorney, any police officer. It's not down. So, you know, it's just the only reason I could come up with that he continues this lie is that his ambition to be one day he wants to, you know, hopefully be the president. But with that ambition, obviously, he's probably had to make a lot of deals. Some people might say, you know, maybe he sold his soul. That's a possibility. You remember when he got in office, what did he try to end? It was the Boost program. School choice, a little bit of school choice we have here in the state, he wanted to end it as soon as he got in office. Luckily, there were many people from both sides of the aisle that went and protested at the state capitol and convinced him not to get rid of the program. But he often talks about his education that saved his life. So if that's the case, why would you get rid of the Boost program? Well, because he's made deals with teachers union. Right? He has to have Blueprint. He has to have the Kerwin Commission, whatever you want to call it. Because he sold his soul. We're dealing with a governor that is clearly bought and sold. Now, are the people going to reelect a guy like that? That remains to be seen. I've got Trish in Baltimore. Trish, you wanted to weigh in?
Yes. Good morning, Kim.
Morning.
I love your show.
Thank you. Trish, you there? Oh, somehow we lost Trish there. Trish, if you can, give me a call back. You know, we'll be talking about this for a second here. Another piece of this, and I will go to the text line here in just a second. Another piece of this is, you know, remember when Shantae Jackson was at Monzi? And I think I mentioned this last week. It's interesting to me that we don't have a whole lot of information on how Monzi came to be, right? We know that the mayor created this office. And now we've learned about the Sidestep program. What else is going on at Monzi? What else are they in control of? Is it just DJS? Because I'm starting to believe that's not the case. We know that they have their hands in the pot when it comes to Safe Streets, right? Which is including LifeBridge and Catholic Charities. What else do they have their hands on? I would love to see an audit, a forensic audit, of the Mayor's Office of Neighborhood Safety Engagement. Because I have a sneaky suspicion that they're involved in other programs across the state that are not in the best interest of we the people. That is what I believe. That is. I've got Bernadine and Glen Burnie. Bernadine, you wanted to weigh in? Bernadine? All right. Bernadine cannot hold on. Here in the text line, I got Carl. Carl says, after Brandon Gill, and he's the congressman there. I think, Carl, is he from Texas? Brandon Gill flattened the former ICE chief of staff, Jason Holder, on Capitol Hill yesterday. I decided to poke around the internet to find out as much as I could about Brandon Gill. It seems to me that Mr. Gill has a talent for discerning exactly what the opposition is up to and how to best explain it to his audience. Mr. Gill is a very dangerous man. I haven't seen anyone like him since Ronald Reagan. I hope to hear a lot more from Mr. Gill in the future. You know what, Carl? Thank you for reminding me about him. And you probably found this out as you were digging. He is the son-in-law of Dinesh D'Souza. He's married to Dinesh D'Souza's daughter, Danielle. And actually, I have Danielle's number, and I should reach out and see if we can get him on the show. Brandon Gill, he is great. He is great. And you know what's so good about it? He's somewhat mild-mannered, but when he's ready to come at you, he comes at you hard. He comes at you hard. He kind of reminds me, honestly, of Marco Rubio in a way. But that's a good catch there. I will reach out and see what we can do. I got Bob in Baltimore. Bob, you wanted to weigh in on juvenile crime?
Yes, and the thing with I think the reason why that the governor has so much trouble trying to get rid of old Vince there is, well, I know this is a stretch, but I've looked at everything and I've tried to weigh everything. And what I see, Kim, is I think they're lovers.
What? Okay, go further. I'll entertain this for just a second. Why do you think that?
Because they have thrown just about everything at this guy. He's been kicked out of just about everybody knows the guy's history. It's awful. No matter what he was in. And I'll tell you why. I'm a gay man. My gaydar picks up things.
Okay.
And I think they're both a little sketchy. Between you and me and the lamppost. I just do. Something is going on there. And I know they're married, but I was married one time too. So, you know, I just find something very strange going on there.
Well, Bob, I appreciate you weighing in. I have to say, this is one of the most entertaining phone calls I think I've gotten here in a long time.
Well, that is good.
Yes. Bob,
take care, my dear. Yeah, you're
thank
wonderful.
You. Thank you so much. Have a good one. That never crossed my mind. I know. But as Bob mentioned, he's gay. I'm not. So maybe I just don't know. Bernadine and Glen Burnie. Bernadine, you wanted to weigh in?
Yeah. First of all, Kim, I want to say you're a terrific speaker. And you've got all the necessary energy to do the things that need to be done. And I hope you get into some place of power.
Thank you
so
much.
But anyway, I was calling because I grew up in the city in the 50s and the 60s. And every place of the city, with few exceptions, were safe. A lot of it was the black were segregated. Segregation was a terrible thing, and I'm glad that it ended. But now the city is 65% black, and crime is worse than ever. So I think because they are not following policies. They are not following laws. Therefore, the small percentage of the population that creates the crime continually will get away with it. It isn't the color of the skin that causes a problem. It's the culture and what's allowed to happen.
Right.
And that's got to change. Now, you can't blame it on the white people. They're not in power anymore. Why is it that after all these years of segregation, we still have ghettos and increased crime? The black community has to really take a serious look at who they're putting in office and whether these people are really helping them or not.
Yeah.
Naturally, because you have 65% of the city black, you're probably going to have more black people causing crime than white people. In the past, it was always that there was something against the black. And it's true. There are bad policemen. There are bad priests. There are bad everything because evil exists in this world. And you're not going to do away with it. But you really need to address what the problems are. And the main answer is law and order and following policy and following facts. Will there be some bad arrests? Yes. But the majority of arrests will be good and the majority of things will be safer.
Yeah, Bernadine, you are spot on. Spot on. I feel the same way. Thank you so much for calling back. I appreciate you.
And also,
yep.
As far as the racist power, they keep using this black, the ones that want the power keep using this racism to keep themselves in power. And the community has to take a look at more facts as to what's really happening. And is it because of racism or is it because of things that have been done and actions? So I pray that the black community gets more alert to save themselves because they're the only ones that are going to be able to do it. They have to recognize what is happening within their own boundaries and how they can stop it.
Yeah, from your mouth to their ears. Yeah, Bernadina, right there with you. I hope one day they do wake up and notice this, but you know, it's been a tough road.
You got to get the ones out of power that are pushing it. That's
right.
All you got to do, you know?
Yeah.
You got to stop believing the things that are said and start looking for facts. If you ask a Democrat why they say what they say, they very seldom can even give you an answer.
Yeah.
So they're not even looking for reasons. So please stress that fact that keep asking why. If you can't give me an answer for why you say what you say, then I don't believe what's being said has to be true.
Right.
We have to get more involved in that search for truth.
Yeah. Bernadine, thank you so much.
I love listening to you.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you. I love listening to you. I mean, you're spot on there, Bernadine. And speaking of which, I actually have some audio here of the Chicago mayor, Brandon Johnson. And he's a lot like the mayor here, Mayor Brandon Scott. Well, one of his residents, his constituents, actually called him out to his face. And as Bernadine just noted there, they usually don't have an answer. Well, take a listen to what Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson had to say when he was, called out for being racist. Take a listen.
Real Chicagoans woke up this morning relieved that the Department of Justice is finally investigating your race hustle. As someone who grew up on the south side of Chicago, I've heard a lot of race hustlers in my life, trust me, but they were usually marching around outside of City Hall, which is what makes this so embarrassing and dangerous. Very, very dangerous to the city of Chicago.
Okay, we need the question.
I'm more than happy to ask this question. It's long overdue. For over a year, real Chicagoans, white and black, have been telling me that your black power rhetoric is bringing the city backwards from a place that
we need the question.
Had overcome. You want the question?
Please.
Real Chicagoans want to know, why are you a racist?
Well, you know, first of all, I reject the idea and the premise that somehow that's an actual legitimate question.
You want to bet?
All right, we're going to go to the next one. Alice?
The next question, my follow-up question is a businessman, Robert Gomez, had his riverfront restaurant license yanked. You said that the reason you hire black people is because they're the most generous race on the planet. His riverfront restaurant license was yanked and given to a black restaurateur. That seems to, that has, once again, reinforced the belief among real Chicagoans,
okay. White
and black, and Mexican, that you are a racist. What do you say to those people?
Again, I reject the premise that somehow that your question has any legitimacy. Thank you for your time, sir.
And that's the mayor of Chicago, Brandon Johnson. That's his response. Obviously, He's favoring black people throughout the city and treating everybody else like dirt. And so when this guy stands up and asks him about it, he says he doesn't think it's a legitimate question. Meanwhile, it's coming to one of the from one of the taxpayers that pays his salary. So if you think that we're bad off here in Baltimore, don't forget, it's even worse right now in Chicago. We'll talk more about this when we get back.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
The president went to the Capitol today to urge Republicans to stop complaining and pass the budget bill. Look, and nobody's going to get everything they want, but this is what we are getting. The tax cuts will be made permanent. Otherwise, we get the largest tax increase in American history. There will be no tax on tips. You know what? When I worked in the service industry and I was a busboy, waiter, bartender, I would have loved no tax on tips. When I worked in construction, I always worked overtime. I would have loved no tax on overtime. That's for working men and women. Democrats, you want to vote against it? All you'll do is confirm to the American people what we've been saying. You are the party of out-of-touch coastal elites.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, you exhausted every day? Maybe you have the 3 p.m. crash or struggling with memory issues, having a hard time focusing. You have to stop and pay attention to what I'm about to tell you. I never run out of energy, and I'm fully focused. Strong Cell, it's a revolutionary supplement that has truly changed my life. I use it every single day. It gives you natural energy, helps me stay focused all day long, and just makes me feel better overall. Whether you're a working mom or dad, or homeschooling your kids, or some of our loyal men and women behind the wheel across the country, try Strong Cell. It'll change your life. Linda uses it as well.
I use it every single day. I have my kids using it, my parents using it, my in-laws using it, my friends using it, and I am telling you, it is immediate. Is one of the only ways you can get NADH on the market, and it works.
Go to HannityStrong.com. Use promo code Hannity. You get a special 20% off any order. Once again, HannityStrong.com. And Strong Cell believes in their products so much, you get a 60-day no-risk policy. Invest in your health. I did it. It changed my life.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and nice weather has finally arrived. That means it's time for flip-flops, sandals, and sneakers. But for some people, it's the season for painful feet. To avoid foot pain, we recommend the right arch supports in your shoes. This is where the Good Feet Store comes in. Don't cut corners with your feet this summer or during any season. Our patented three-step arch support system has helped countless people find relief. Here's another customer sharing their Good Feet story.
After I decided my pain was too much, and my doctor actually suggested that I do visit the Good Feet store. Pretty amazing when they put the arch supports in your shoe and you realize there's not pain, and you think, how can this arch support in my shoe make my back pain go away? But it works. It was incredible.
The Good Feet store is in Annapolis, Columbia, Hunt Valley, and in White Marsh, with other locations across Greater DC and Baltimore. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today. Or just stop by.
Hear the news, then talk about it at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day. Breaking news, stimulating talk, only on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
All right, we're wrapping up this conversation on juvenile crime. And if you heard that clip right before we went to break, again, that was the Chicago mayor, not the mayor here in Baltimore, but Brandon Johnson being called out by one of his constituents as being racist. And that constituent even had an example of his racism, and he still said, I reject that this is a serious question. I will just say this again about Chicago. They had choices. They had options. They still chose this guy. It was a very crowded primary. They still chose this guy. Okay, this is what happens when you continue to choose progressives and not anyone that's moderate that could use, I don't know, a little bit of common sense here and there. Because that's what I say all the time. Our huge problem in this country, it's not that it's just Democrats. It's the progressive Democrats. The moderates, the JFK Democrats, you can have a conversation with them. They actually respect law and order. The progressives do not. In their mind, America itself is racist. It was founded by racists. So everything that's in place in their mind is racist and needs to be dismantled. And that's how they're treating this country. That's how they're treating everybody that is white in this country. I got Metal and White Marsh. Hey, Metal, how are you?
Fine. How you doing, Kim?
Doing well. Doing well.
Just wanted to call, sort of piggyback on everything, but, you know, that mayor of Chicago, I mean, come on.
I know.
Obviously, he's racist. And, you know, a caller, I think maybe before May, was talking about the culture. And that's what the problem is. And just think, that mayor of Chicago, he's projecting that racism. He's projecting that culture. And that's what we have. Yeah. And have you thought about this? Look at all of these Democratic females, you know, that are accused of something. Many, you know, of them have been convicted. You know, we got the high-calorie Tish out there. Of course, Mosby, member Catherine Pugh.
Yeah.
And, of course, big old Fanny. You know, so they're the leaders, right?
Yeah.
And they're all getting in trouble. And then you have the culture of the black community, and a lot of people are getting in trouble. I don't see what the Democratic Party at all can do for the black community, or anyone else for that matter.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's kind of weird. Where are all of the Asian, white, Hispanic, you know, Republican leaders that are in trouble? Now,
yeah.
I know there are some that have gotten in trouble, and I'm not saying, you know, they're perfect.
Yeah. Well, no, no, Metal.
Where are they?
That's a great question, Metal. Thank you so much for joining. We'll continue this conversation when we get back.
Don't miss out on the Memorial Sale at Rescue Natural Supplements. With prices rising